Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining me now, Steph Driver, the NHL manager for SB Nation, also the executive producer and host of Broad Street Hockey Radio, and she joins us to talk about the Flyers. It is the home opener for the Orange and Black. San Jose Sharks are in town. And Steph, first two games were on the road, impressive win in Vegas, and then the loss in Colorado, the double whammy in Colorado. They also lose James Van Riemsdyk. What are your thoughts on this squad? We'll talk about the injury separately, but two games in, what do you think?
They're a faster team, which is something that they've needed to become, and I'm really happy to see how strong they're all skating and they're all skating together. You know, it seems like some of the nagging problems from last year are still around, like the penalty kill and the problem with the second power play, but they're scoring goals, and our goaltending looks good as well. So I think we've got a really strong team here.
How big slash bad is the James Van Riemsdyk injury?
It's bad. It's bad, and it's going to impact the team significantly. He hadn't shown up on the score sheet yet, but his presence is absolutely going to be missed. He's a very strong offensive weapon. He's a big guy. It's going to be a problem. My guess is that they're going to have Jordan Wheel slot in his spot. Jordan Wheel is an offensive guy too. He's just smaller, and Dave Hextall likes to use bigger guys in his lineup a lot of the time. But it's going to be a loss that's felt for the entire time that he's gone.
How do you feel the Flyers have been on the blue line here early in this season?
Not great. You know, even the top pairing of Ivan Provorov and Shane Gostisbehere, they've been okay, but they haven't quite been the earth-shattering pairing that we expected them to be. There's been some shuffling on the blue line with the bottom pairing with Radko Gudas and Christian Folin. They're not looking great. It's not disaster territory yet. I'm willing to give them some time to get it together, but it's not great.
Let's talk about this matchup tonight. San Jose comes to town 1-2. What will be the key for the Flyers, or some of the keys for the Flyers, to have success in their home opener?
They need to have another strong performance like they had in Las Vegas. San Jose is a strong team. They're great skaters. They have Erik Karlsson. They're going to need all of their skaters to be firing on all cylinders, from the forwards to the defensemen. They need to really shut down this team. They're a cup favorite to come out of the West. This is going to be a tough matchup tonight.
Talking about the team in the big picture, give me somebody that maybe isn't one of the first handful of players that we would talk about this team, but you think could really kind of hold the key to success if the Flyers are to take it to the next level this year.
It's got to be Nolan Patrick. He's not one of the big five that you talk about, but he's probably the sixth or the seventh. As the second line center, he has to be able to turn it on. He's got to turn on that offense. And he could be the difference maker here. To have three really solid lines of scoring, he hasn't been bad. His skating is much improved. He's flying all over the ice. He just hasn't quite transitioned into scoring yet. As soon as he does, I think that we're really going to see this team take the next step.
Brian Elliott has started the first two games in goal. I feel like since I was about seven, it's always been about the goalkeeper with this team. What do you think about the goalie situation? And do you think in 6-7 months we're talking about Carter Hart?
The goalie situation is really complicated for the Flyers right now because they went and picked up Cal Pickard off waivers from Toronto. It's a big question mark as to what it's going to look like 3 weeks from now, let alone 3 months from now. Brian Elliott has looked really solid. Looks like he shook off all the rust from last season and preseason, and he's been a good goalie. We should be seeing Cal Pickard later in the week. Michael Neubert will be coming back from injury within the month. Alex Lyon will be coming back from injury within the month. And then we have Anthony Stolarz and Carter Hart in the AHL. I don't believe we'll be seeing Carter Hart this season unless all of the other names get injured. I think he's going to be the starter in Lehigh Valley for the entire year, and we'll be talking about him coming up in, over the summer.
Steph Driver, NHL manager for SB Nation. You can also hear on Broad Street Hockey Radio, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Flyers, who open the home portion of their season tonight against San Jose. And Steph, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can go to broadstreethockey.com. Our podcast is on iTunes. It's on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, all of the places where you find your podcast. You can also go to sbnation.com/NHL to check out all of our other brands.
Steph, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.